Matthew 25:14-17. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more. Parable of the Lone Money, the Twofold Servant, Part 2, Investment. What is the value of 5 talents of silver? The answers vary. According to New Knave's Topical Bible, possessing 5 talents of silver was equivalent to being a multimillionaire by today's standards. Other scholars calculate 1 talent to be equivalent to 20 years of wages for the common worker. Conservative scholars estimate the current value of a New Testament talent somewhere between $1,000 to $30,000. In short, these servants suddenly had working capital available to be about their master's business. Continuing our study of the servant who had a twofold return on his talents in verse 17, it is likely that both he and the fivefold return servant were acting on inspiration with their investment in order to earn interest. This week we are examining the importance of the investment made in the life of every believer. In the parable, the master entrusts the servant with talents. In our lives, God entrusts us with spiritual talents. He also entrusted us with a number of natural gifts. Our spiritual gifts are granted by God to each believer. Spiritual gifts are given for the edification of the body of Christ. Most scholars assume that spiritual gifts are given at the moment of salvation. Additionally, as we work towards accomplishing God's will and spiritual maturity, He may grant us additional spiritual gifts. God also entrusts us with multiple natural gifts. Our natural gifts are byproducts of our genetic makeup from our parents, training, or aptitude. They include our appearance, strength, height, personality, talents, and any other aspect that makes us unique. God has deposited multiple investments in each of us that enables us to accomplish His plan for our lives. As we become aware of our gifts, we must also keep in mind that God does not give us the same gifts or the same measure of gifts to each person. In His perfect plan, each of us has a different role and function in the body of Christ. Thus, each believer is responsible for finding and perfecting the gifts they have been given. With our investments, we can choose to be an active investor, passive investor, or non-investor. An active investor actively pursues maximizing their gifts for the glory of God. A passive investor is apathetic about understanding where God is leading them, but will give when specifically prompted to invest in the kingdom's business. A non-investor is one who does not use their investments for the kingdom. They only use it to benefit themselves. The parable encourages us to be an active investor, for only they will hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Peter also encourages us in 1 Peter 4:10, "As each one received a special gift, employ it in serving one another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." Together, these verses note that we are called to proactively use our God-given abilities to fulfill the purpose for which He has called us. We are gifted. We should use all of our gifts. We prepare ourselves to be used by God by investing our time, talent, and treasure into stretching and growing our spiritual and natural gifts. Regardless of what we have been given, every believer's stewardship is tested by the same standard: faithfulness. What counts is what we do with what we have been entrusted. Next week, we'll cover the final point to verse 17, the interest. Questions. A. Discover. What are your spiritual gifts that God has entrusted within you? How did you discover them? B. What are your top 3 natural gifts? What have you done to develop them? 2. Develop. Are you using your spiritual gifts for God? If so, share how you use them with a prayer partner? If not, what keeps you from using them? B. Are you using your natural gifts for God? If so, share how you use them with a prayer partner. If not, what keeps you from using those as well? 3. Demonstrate. Have you ever tried to develop your spiritual gifts through training or prayer? Has God granted you any new spiritual gifts as you grew in Christ? B. Have you ever tried to develop your natural gifts through training or prayer? Has God granted you any new natural gifts as you grew in Christ? This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.